BBC News with Blair Goga. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an immediate end to the violence in Gaza and has condemned both Israel and Hamas. Mr. Ban accused Israel of using excessive force in its air offensive, but he said he was deeply distressed that Hamas had not heeded calls to end rocket attacks.
While recognizing Israel's right to defend itself, I have also condemned the excessive use of force by Israel in Gaza. Both Israel and Hamas must halt their acts of violence and take all necessary measures to avoid civilian casualties. The frightening nature of what is happening on the ground, in particular its effects on children, who are more than half of the population, troubles me greatly.
Palestinian medical officials say at least 345 people have been killed in Gaza since the Israeli air attacks began on Saturday. The UN says about 60 were civilians. Three more Israelis have been killed by Palestinian rockets, bringing the number since Saturday to four. World leaders have called for Israel to keep open its border with Gaza to allow medical and humanitarian supplies through to the territory's 1.5 million residents. Egypt has allowed some trucks laden with medical aid to enter Gaza, but the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, John Holmes, said the effective blockade of Gaza by Israel in the past months meant supplies of basic foodstuffs and medicines were dangerously low. He said 60 truckloads had been allowed in so far.
These supplies are better than nothing, but they remain wholly inadequate. The point is, it's vital that these crossings remain open, whatever the level of violence, and we will be looking to Israel to uphold the promises it's made in this regard in the coming days, whatever the level of violence might be.
There have been more street protests against the Israeli military action in Gaza, not just in the Middle East, but also in Europe. In Beirut, the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah called for a third Palestinian uprising against Israel. In Tehran, Iranian officials joined protesters in demanding that Israel be, in their words, wiped off the map. Demonstrators also took to the streets in Egypt, Syria, Iraq and Jordan. In Europe, there were protests in London, Athens and several Scandinavian cities. The Ugandan rebel movement, the Lord's Resistance Army, has rejected allegations that its fighters killed nearly 200 people in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the past few days. The LRA said the allegation made by UN officials was untrue, and it believed that the Ugandan army had in fact carried out the killings. UN officials said the Ugandan rebels had carried out a series of massacres in neighboring Congo, including an attack on a Roman Catholic church. The LRA said it was still committed to peace talks with the government, but it first wanted the international arrest warrant for its leader, Joseph Kony, to be suspended. This is Blair Goga with the latest international news from the BBC. Unofficial results from Bangladesh's parliamentary election are pointing to a substantial victory for the party of the former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, the Awami League. Provisional figures show Sheikh Hasina's alliance has taken more than 150 seats in the 300-seat parliament. Mark Dummett reports.
The final official results won't be declared for several hours, but according to results coming into Bangladesh's election commission in Dhaka from constituencies around the country, the Awami League is heading for a landslide victory. Public celebrations have been banned until 2 days after the elections to prevent clashes between gangs of rival supporters. Earlier, amid tight security, Bangladesh's voters turned out in huge numbers to cast their ballots in a festive atmosphere. If the result is confirmed, it will mark a dramatic reversal in fortunes of the two main parties. In 2001, the BNP won overwhelmingly. Now it seems it's the turn of the Awami League.
Official partial results from Ghana's closely fought runoff presidential election give the opposition candidate John Atta Mills a slender lead over his rival Nana Akufo-Addo of the governing MPP. Local broadcasters are pointing, however, to an unassailable lead for Mr. Mills. The top UN envoy for Somalia has welcomed the resignation of the Somali president, Abdullahi Yusuf Ahmed. The envoy, Amadou Wild Abdallah, said it would enable Somalia to open a new chapter in its history. A senior official of the African Union called for a new unity government to be formed as soon as possible. The former president of Taiwan, Chen Shui-bian, has been returned to prison following a court order reversing a decision earlier this month to release him pending his trial on corruption charges. The Taipei District Court judges are reported to have said there was a risk that Mr. Chen would collude with other suspects, destroy evidence and flee the island. Mr. Chen left office in May and he denies any wrongdoing.